IPC action plans. The results of the annual risk assessment can be used to develop an IPC action plan, which should help strengthen existing control measures and motivate staff to focus on high-priority needs. The IPC action plan identifies the staff responsible for implementing new and updated control measures by detailing the specific actions that they should take. In essence, the IPC action plan is intended to keep the IPC program on track by identifying what needs to be done, or changed, by whom, how, and when. It may be the case that not every risk or threat identified by the risk assessment can be addressed immediately, nor can every risk be marked as a top priority. Therefore, using the APIC risk assessment tool, the IP, in consultation with their team and other key stakeholders, should focus the action plan on those risks that are identified as high priority. This allows the IPC team to allocate resources to achieve the facility's stated goals and objectives, and to achieve concrete improvements in patient care and IPC more generally. The action plan should explain why certain risks are prioritized over others. That said, the IP should not overlook the value of quick wins. Some risks might be identified as being a lower priority, but at the same time, they may be addressed relatively easily. By including some of these easily addressed risks in the action plan, the IP can help boost morale and increase organizational support for the IPC program. The IPC action plan may prioritize a number of control measures depending on the resources available and the risks identified. For each such risk, the IP should include the following information: priority/targeted objective, a clear statement of the objective, that is what is to be achieved, strategy/plan, specific actions and control measures for achieving the objective, evaluation method, the methods the IP will use to assess whether or not the plan/strategy has been successful or is moving towards fulfilling goals and objectives. Example, direct observation of processes and procedures. Responsible persons. The staff responsible for executing the plans and strategies, as well as anyone responsible for conducting the evaluation. Exhibit 3-3 shows an example of an action plan related to HH. Exhibit 3-3, HH Action Plan. Source, adapted from Connie Steed, Infection Prevention and Control Basic Training Course.